touched on Jadeveon's confidence now that he's been able to stay on the field. Mm-hmm. Is it exciting for you to see kind of – he seems like he carries himself even a different way mm-hmm. the more and more he's had success and been yeah. this year. Do you see that?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. And that's the thing that makes you proud as a coach. I won't forget. It was before – the week before we played Denver. I forget what game it was, but we had just won the game. We were in the locker – it was the Indy game. We're in the locker room. Everybody's excited, jumping around. He comes up to me. He's like, "Coach, we got to get on this Denver film. We got to start watching this Denver film." Right after the game. Now, if that doesn't show growth and maturity, I don't know what does.
Where do you think the motivation comes from?
I think that's just within. You know, he has a will to go out there and be great. He knows he hasn't reached expectations yet. But as short as he has been of those expectations, the expectations he has for himself are even higher. So while people are starting to see it and he's having success, like I said before, he wants a lot more, and we want more.
It's been a while. Have you had a chance to talk to JJ at all, just how he's doing?
I texted him yesterday because it was Halloween, and my son went out dressed as A.J. Watt because he's Anthony Jr. So he was A.J. Watt, and he got a kick out of that. I sent him the picture. So just yesterday I talked to him.
How's he doing?
He's doing good. I think right now he's only allowed to walk. So knowing JJ, he's going to try to be the best walker in the United States of America. He's probably logging probably 20 miles a day at this point, but he's in good spirits.
You guys have to place, maybe place isn't even the right word, but just have to plug in people mm-hmm. for a player like that. How monumental is that task, and how do you feel like you guys have done with that?
It's like I said before, you don't replace a JJ Watt. Yeah. He's a once-in-a-lifetime type guy, and I said, if everybody collectively on defense gets 1% better, then our defense gets 25 to 30% better. If we are able to do that, which I think we're trying to do continually, we'll play good defense. And I think that's what you've seen.
How's Christian Covington coming along? Because this is more playing time for him. He's starting mm-hmm. to play a lot of significant snaps for him.
Yeah. He's playing well. He's playing well. And Cove sometimes is his own worst enemy because he's very, very meticulous. So when he makes a mistake, sometimes that carries with him throughout the game a little bit. But we'll continue to work on that. He'll continue to grow. Nobody's going to outwork the kid.
When you see Joel Heath, it seems mm-hmm. like he just has a lot of tools. We talked about mm-hmm. him, I think, in the spring about all the things he can do. It just seems like the more he plays, the better he'll get.
For sure. He's got an arrow that's trending upward. And you see all the physical attributes he has. What you don't always see is his work ethic. And his effort. His effort on the field, particularly for a big man, is second to none. So I'm excited about Joel, and I just can't wait to see, how far up this peak he ascends.
Jumped in on the end of the Vince conversation, but, are you surprised at how much he's able to do this late in his career?
I am. Just the fact that he's been able, for the most part, to be healthy going into year 13 and not as a guy that was a backup his first 4 or 5 years in the league and then started playing. He's been a full-time starter now for 13 years. So that's a credit to him, his work ethic, how he takes care of his body. It truly is amazing.
How about his leadership in your room? What do you see out of him as far as teaching the younger guys and just having his presence there?
It's awesome. The good thing about Vince is he doesn't shy away from sharing any of his wisdom. Sometimes you get some older guys who want to protect their spot and aren't always as willing to share stuff with younger players. He isn't like that. So it's good to have him in the room. He can handle as much as you put on his plate from a mental standpoint, and that's always helpful too.